Jay Cable of Fairbanks has won the 1,000-mile Iditarod Trail Invitational human-powered race. Cable pedaled his fat bike under the burled arch in Nome on Wednesday to claim the top spot after 17 days, 3 hours on the trail. Vancouver-based cyclist R.J. Sauer followed 17 hours later to take second place, and Pennsylvania's Tim Hewitt was third, another 7 hours back. Hewitt becomes the only ITI racer to have completed the 1,000-mile event on foot and by bike. Race director Kay Merchant says competitors struggled with soft trail and windy, cold conditions in the Alaska Range after the February 26th start, but travel conditions improved.
They were making pretty good time on the Yukon River, and then the Caltech portage from Caltech to Unalakleet, I think, was pretty good. I think there was some walking and pushing there, but the coast has been really good. They've been making really good time on the Bering Sea coast from Unalakleet to Nome. There's a little bit of wind, but nothing like it could be.
Three ITI riders are still on the trail to Nome.